number 8789, subsection 2. So far as logopraxis goes, I thought this was quite a good take on things. Unless the internal of the word flows in with those who read the word and abide in the literal sense, no conjunction is effected of truth from the word with good. So this single statement is about Moses coming into connection with rule. And the internal of the word flows in and is conjoined with good when the man esteems the word holy, and he esteems it holy when he is in good. So whenever you read about being in good, just think practice. More often than not, it'll fit. So to esteem the word holy only happens when we're willing to put truths into life. If we call the word holy, but we aren't putting truths into life, the truths from the word and living from them, then it's just, you know, it's a clanging cymbal kind of stuff. So to acknowledge the holiness of the word is to be in the life of charity, which is self-examination and repentance. So whatever is from the Lord is holy. So the trough is not actually a trough, right? The trough is the letter of the word, as is everything in here. So I think there's a point where Moses is described as memory knowledge is also as those interior truths. So everything being described links back to the Lord or the word. These are descriptions of the word and its working within our lives, and that's a holy thing. So what is holy has to do with, at least from our perspective, has to do with what we ascribe holiness to, because it's the holy feeling, if you like, if you remember, even in terms of the representative aspect of the church, it wasn't the representatives, it wasn't the sacrifices and the ornamentation or the gold, or none of that was holy. What was holy was what was induced within the worshipper. So that is where the Lord dwells. He dwells, you know, the kingdom of God is within you. It's not without and never has been. So the other thing I just wanted to point out was that it is not the Holy Spirit that proceeds. I mean, there's a discussion here about that. It's the holy of the Lord. And then so there's a whole question around what is that? My sense, at least, of what it's talking about is that it is the Lord as he is capable of being received within the finite structures of our own minds. So it's not the Spirit of truth as it is in itself, but it is our understanding of what that is the holy from the Lord. And our response to that enables a progression or an unfolding of states that supports the regeneration of the human mind. So we're never in divine truth. We are in our understanding of it, and those two things are different things, but still the Lord is in that understanding if we are responding out of good, out of a desire to apply our understanding to self-examination and repentance, and that leads the process forward. So I'll just remind us that when we're talking about the Lord's human, we're talking about the word. To come to see that the word is divine, or that the Lord is the word, transforms our understanding of the word. And it transforms the nature of the truths we can receive from the word. Because when we acknowledge that the Lord is the word, then we are moving into a state where the word has authority over our life. We're giving the word authority over our life. And if we are using the word for the purpose for which it was given, which is self-examination and repentance, then we get a new form of understanding. New truths become apparent, which are directly related to that practice. And that is the giving of the Holy Spirit. Because the word is acknowledged to be the Lord, that is the word glorified, that is the divine human, that is the human of the Lord glorified. So all of that has to do with what's going on within. So again, I'd encourage you, the examples that are given or the narrative that is given that focuses on the Lord in the world is given because it's from that base. Believing that in a simple way is a good thing, but the purpose for it is so that we can see and understand how the word operates within the human mind. So the historicals associated with the Lord in the world are all there as representative aspects that if we look for it, we will see how those things represent the word and its operation within every human mind. And so the Lord has to be glorified, that is, the word has to come to be seen to be divine, if we are to experience what's termed the Holy Spirit being given. So our old understanding has to drop away in order for a new understanding to be given. And that's, I have to go, I will send you another, the Comforter, that's the Paraclete, who is the Spirit of truth and who shall lead you into all truth. But the Lord, as he is understood at that point, has to go. He has to go away in order for a new way of seeing him can enter into our life.